she had to be there. It was going to be a historic moment, and she needed to be there in person.
Your mother's no longer with us, but did you ever talk to her in later years about that event?
Absolutely, because we went to we were at the 25th, I think, anniversary, and my mother was the person who, you know, just felt like she, if she could be, she would be always want to be a part of history. And so any major historical occasion in the city, she was there.
Has that event had an impact on your life over the years?
It has. I have attended follow-up marches. I was there for the, I think, 25th anniversary and also the 50th anniversary. Obviously, I continued to follow Dr. King. I was in high school when we got the news that he had been assassinated. The turmoil in D.C. happened around me. So it all sort of started for me with having been at that march, just kind of experiencing history as it unfolded, and then understanding that, you know, this was a major turning point in our country.
Can you ever visit the Lincoln Memorial without thinking of that day?
Not ever. I can point out where I think we stood. And I have been there, taken friends, you know, from out of town there, just having been in the area, traveling around the city. And every single time I am in the area, it always comes to mind that I was there in 1963 for the original March on Washington.
So you do try to pass on what you experienced that day.
I tell my nieces and nephews and godchildren about it all the time. They are all aware that I was there.